Official results will be announced. Then we'll know who will be our mayor, who will be our councillors.
20 councillors. Yeah.
21.
Mm-hmm.
20 councillors.
20.
20 mm-hmm. councillors, and who will be in the local boards for us.
Yeah. And I think out of the 20 councillors, one will be voted as the deputy mayor.
That's right. That's right. That's just briefly introduction of the council. Then I would like to introduce myself.
Of course.
My name is Tina Chin, T-I-N-A. That's my first name, Tina. Chin is C-H-E-N. I am a Chinese. I came to New Zealand in 2000. I've been living in Lynfield for nearly 20 years.
You are a local girl then now.
Local. And in this friendly and safe Lynfield, I live in Lynfield. I raised up my two wonderful children. And I am an authorized financial advisor. I help people with their financial planning, like KiwiSaver, insurance, investment planning, retirement planning. That's my job. I'm also a regular volunteer for the communities. Like, I run workshops. It's either seminar or webinars, mainly for Chinese. Because,
to help them resettle.
To understand. And I help with some walks in our community, monthly walk through our champion club, which is Auckland Baptist Champion Club. I also write articles from time to time in Mandarin, basically, in Chinese, basically. Just to share some basic financial knowledge. What is KiwiSaver? How it works? And insurance, do you need it? How do you make sure that you have, you know, the right and enough insurance, etc. The investment, what is the risk, and when you want a return, how much risk are you comfortable to take? Those basic knowledge. So that's me.
So do you have? Are you running for a role in the election?
I'm standing for Pukitapapa Local Board.
Okay.
Pukitapapa Local Board, which is Morosco, Hillsborough, Lynfield, Wesley, Three Kings, and part of Roark.
Right.
And how many local board members are supposed to be voted in?
Six.
Mm-hmm. In your local board.
Local board.
And does it matter if all six come from one locality, or it has to be scattered from among those six other areas?
It can be possible. For example, like three out of the six are from Lynfield. It's possible. So the criteria is who will get the most votes.
I see.
So how many candidates per local board? How many candidates is there?
At the moment, we don't know the exact number. What I know is at least 10 candidates.
10 candidates,
at least. On the 21st August, all the candidates will be announced. Actually, we know some of them now. It's not complete yet. The list is not complete yet. But by 21st August, just in 2 to 3 days, today is 18th May, then everyone will know who will be the candidates for their board.
Okay. So if you're living around about Mount Roskilde, Mount Albert area, Lynfield, you will have to vote in that local board. You can't. Obviously,
So you can. Say, if you live in the north, you can't vote me in Mount Roscoe.
Oh, you can?
You can't.
You can't. Okay.
You can't.
Of course, because it has to be in your own residence, isn't it?
In my own board. But if you have a rental property in Mount Roscoe, for example, then you can enroll as a rate payer elector.
Okay.
And you will vote me.
So you can multiple register yourself in multiple boards, because
meaning,
if you have,
say, we have 21 local boards. So if you are so rich, you have 20 rental properties.
Rental properties, so you register
20 local boards. Then you can
vote in all of them.
Ratepayer in each board, you vote whoever you like.
So therefore, you could have 20 votes.
Correct.
Oh, is that
correct? On each local board got your rental property. I suppose that makes sense because what the local board will decide will affect your property where you are, where you own the property at the area. So you have that's fair.
You have to say. But you have to register or you have to enroll before 16th of August.
Which is already passed. Oh, okay.
You missed the chance.
No, that's true. I don't have a lot of.
I know you have got in Linfield, Mount Rose.
So now, if you only got one place, though, for example, myself, I only have a residence in West Auckland.
Yeah.
Are we automatically registered to vote?
No, you have to register.
You have to enroll, but if you have received the yellow envelope this year.
Yellow or the orange?
Orange is if you are registered.
That means you are
Already enrolled. Okay.
Because at some point you would have enrolled yourself before.
Oh, yeah.
And every year, every time there is an election, you receive that reminder, getting you to check the details if that is still
this year. I don't know if we received this year, but last election definitely. The national election, though. So that means we are registered anyway.
After the general election 2017, you didn't move. Then you don't have to worry about it.
You retain.
But if you move,
Then you have to.
You will not receive the yellow, the orange envelope, which means they will post it to whatever previous
address.
Then you need to update your details.
That's right.
On that system.
That's right. Okay. Oh, that's good. So at least we can, if we like to cast our vote on next month, then we can do.
Just go online and there's an election website. I can't remember it, but just Google it and you can update it.
So obviously, if you're a resident at your local, so you will have to elect local board as well as the mayor and 20 councillors, one of the councillors, or whoever you want to vote in the councillor part.
It will be new,
new
candidates for Auckland Council. It will be either the existing councillors. Or the new ones.
The new ones, that's going to come on board.
We don't know yet. Until 21st, everything will be published. Okay. Then we'll know who.
Because what will happen is, if there are 10 candidates, the highest six,
or the highest whatever
number of votes,
correct, garnered,
will
go in.
Will be the one to go in.
Yeah, correct. Mm. So everybody will have to vote for the mayor. The 20 councillors and your local members board.
Exactly. We will receive the information in the booklet, isn't it?
And it is booklet. a thick booklet. That is why electors or voters who are qualified, but
they ignore it. It's
not
too much information.
So, I know.
Not too keen.
They just pick.
Correct.
Which is wrong.
But it is wrong because you lost
your chance to have your say.
Correct.
And proliferating the wrong ideas or the wrong system that will be inherited by the young ones.
And unfortunately, that's probably the type of residents that would probably be the first to complain if they if there's something wrong on how the local government is run. But then again, if you ignore any anything like that, important votes that you've just ignored, so then you can't really complain, can you?
You just have to
put up with it, or what you're really going to get.
That's why it's important for the voters to know how the Auckland Council works and what is the basic thing they need to know. And that's why I organized a workshop, which is election education for the Chinese, because many Chinese, they don't know it because of the language.
Correct.
It's good for them to know. I want to add something on what I just covered, that the everyone will vote for the DHB.
Yes.
As well.
District Health Board.
District Health Board.
What is the district
That would be Auckland.
Is that the ADHB?
ADHB, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the licensing trust, mm-hmm. which is the trust that is in charge of the liquor license.
Yes. Liquor license. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. So mm-hmm. you everyone will receive information about these three mm-hmm. parts, Auckland Council, local mm-hmm. board, and the ADHD.
Yeah. ADHB.
And the, yeah. And then mm-hmm. licensing trust.
Licensing yeah. trust. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. Very
is this the first time that you are running for a role in the local board?
Yes, first mm-hmm. time. Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. It is good though because mm-hmm. there's a huge population here, Chinese population, and mm-hmm. we really need local Chinese person that could communicate to the to the residents locally, yeah. Yeah. especially yeah. around Mount Roskill, Mount Eden. Mount Eden is part of your local board now.
No, just Mount Roskill, Hillsborough.
Mount Roskill. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, mm.
yeah. A lot of Chinese living in our board.
Yeah,
and at this stage, the current board, there are either the Europeans or the Indians. Mm-hmm. And there is no Chinese.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it's really, I look forward to be elected, and it can That's be anyone, right. mm-hmm. any Chinese to be in, and it will really help the communication. Between,
Correct. Yeah.
The different mm-hmm. ethnicities. Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a few Chinese candidates at your local board?
Yes, at the moment I know there are three.
Three. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And you are from three different parties, or are you all in...
in one area?
No, I mean the neutral vote, neutral candidates. How do you call them again? The
independent?
Yeah, independent.
Yeah. Yeah. See, for the local board election, there are political groups mm-hmm. to be in. Mm-hmm. There are independent people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am from CNR, which is Communities and Residents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a political group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from it. And there are other five members from CNR as well. So okay. totally six from CNR mm-hmm. to be in Phuket Tapapa
mm-hmm. election.
Election.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's also City Vision. There are seven, I guess, from City Vision, which is another political group,
mm-hmm.
and there may be individual mm-hmm. candidates,
yeah,
which I don't know at this stage mm-hmm. until 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there will be the ratepayers group as well, I think.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know mm-hmm. at this stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
mm-hmm. It's done every 3 years,
Same as the national election.
Mm-hmm. Not same.
Not the same time, but the same term.
The same length of
same term.
Yeah, 3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years. Yeah. A
3 years.
And mm-hmm. it's usually the local election is run first, mm-hmm. then the general election mm-hmm. follows the next year.
The next year.
Like
mm-hmm.
the last one is 2016 for the local mm-hmm. For the mm-hmm. we call it local election, mm-hmm. and then 2017 it's the general election mm-hmm. for the parliament members mm-hmm. and the prime minister.
Mm-hmm. That's so the next one is 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, should I cover some I can contribute
yes,
to?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. For me, I am a person of doing things. So I like
action.
To do things.
Yeah.
Action. Mm. And it's not just saying for saying or to show me there. I want to do things. What I mentioned just now, election for education for my Chinese, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And that's my style. It's action with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Integrity is very challenging part as mm-hmm. a candidate. I can say that so far. Mm-hmm. So, but I just like I hold integrity for my practice as a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. I hold the same integrity mm-hmm. in my candidate's activities, mm-hmm. and which is quite challenging. But I enjoy it. I will continue to hold it, mm-hmm. and this is my style of walking the talk.
Mm-hmm.
To mm-hmm. act, to do things, and to do things with integrity. Mm-hmm. That's one mm-hmm. of my that's my first contributions. And the second contribution is the 10 years, more than 10 years of business experience mm-hmm. in financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my knowledge in finance and my financial expertise is the add-on, the automatic mm-hmm. add-on mm-hmm. with my being elected on the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the last one is the fluent communication between mm-hmm. Chinese and English.
That's right, yeah.
For for it.
A little bit of conduit.
Yeah.
Translator, advocate, all sorts.
And that's what I would like to bring to our local board. And I always think that the diversity, especially in Mount Roscoe, the diversity, the cultural diversity, it's the unique character of Mount Roscoe. I guess it will be similar to other places, but in Mount Roscoe, that's the unique character. And I really see the importance that, a Chinese member, local member, there will play for the whole community. So vote for me.
Yes, of
and
course.
And our CNR team. I would like to mention our CNR team members. It's Ashwin Ratchhood, Ila Kuma, Fiona Lai, Jonathan Subritke, and Jeff Johnson. Jeff Johnson.
Yeah. At least there are two Indians, Ela Kumar and what's the other one? The first one you mentioned?
Ashwin.
Yeah, Ashwin. Yeah. Ashrod.
And in our team, there are two members for the Auckland Council. One is Christian Fletcher.
She's the former mayor.
Former mayor, and she's also the existing councillor now. And she's going to the re-election.
What party is she?
National.
National.
National. Mark Thomas, it's running for the Auckland councillor as well. And he used to be working in the local boards, and he is now going into election again. And he has the experience of working in the international big cities like Singapore. So very strong team. Our team is very strong to go into the election.
Good to know. Awesome. There you go. If you guys are all listening around Mount Roskill area, we've got Tina Chen for the Chinese, particularly community that would benefit that the most, I suppose. And it's the first time that there will be a Chinese board member. If one of you guys win, or there's always been a Chinese.
I think so. I didn't go
historically
check the history whether there used to be a member there, but it's likely no.
Yeah.
So this will be the first.
The first,
hopefully
that's good. You got to be represented, hey, especially the ethnicity, that particular ethnic group that you're just so much in New Zealand now, and it's nice to have a voice, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
All the very best in your candidacy.
Yes.
I really hope you get it.
Exactly. Good luck.
Thank you for
good luck.
And thank you for the encouragement.
Yes, good luck. Absolutely. So CNR party type of thing, isn't it?
CNR is a political group, and it's center to right. So more to
national side.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for coming in today, Tina, and sharing the workings of council. What you can do as a candidate, and especially if you win, and hopefully all those who are registered, please come out and add up to the statistics of being politically active, especially in the local board arena, because that is where most of the problems and the decisions are coming from. The national one, of course, is the main one, but they are dealing with the big picture. What makes the big picture are the smaller
as the very local, the very local issues. Absolutely.
To make it work, and you know, your plan is one thing, but to put into the reality and to have the result is another thing.
That's right.
And this is what the local board can do. And you know what, in 2016 the local board election, the voting rate is only 38.5%. 38.5%. So it's not up to 40% yet.
Not even.
And you know, the general election in 2017, the rate is 79.8%. So it's nearly 80%. So you can see the local election, the voting rate, it's only half of the
national.
The national.
Because
general
I think
election.
Yeah, I think a lot of the residents does not really realize the importance of local board.
Yes, right.
And that's probably where the misconception is, that local board is not as important as the national.
Yeah.
And it is sad, because, you know, we should be looking after the local elections, so we can then, you know, have more say when it comes to the national election.
Exactly. Then we will know that what you want locally here, not there.
Correct.
So one of the things we do is in this election is to increase the voting rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Increase.
Yeah.
So I hope we everything we do through different channels will help increasing the rate.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Promote awareness to the local residents. Mm-hmm. And what do you do there? Do you go and say hello to people, residents?
Yeah, exactly. And we do the door knocking.
Door knocking, and introduce yourselves. And hi, it's very important that you do cast your vote in this election.
To remind people or to give them some education.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't lose your vote.
That's right. Mm.
So may I say that whether you win or you lose, you as a candidate, you already put in a lot of effort for the awareness and for the greater participation from local board. So that alone in itself is already an honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you so much.
That's what everyone should do.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for coming in and sharing that, because not a lot, especially in our I don't know in our local community, Tita Virg, if we are really active on voting locally. I'm not sure.
No.
It's probably not. So it's mga kababayan. So kayo po'y nakikinig, talaga pong napaka-importante na mag-vote po tayo sa local, sa upcoming, next month na pala, next month local election.
Yes, September 20.
You have to elect your own board members and your local board members and also our councillors, Oakland councillors,
and the mayor.
And of course, the Oakland District Health Boards and the licensing trust as well. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot there really that your votes will call for a lot of other parties or other roles there that has to be, can be elected as such, you know. So a dummy, really. Ayan po. Before po tayo matutuloy sa ating programa, ito po ang aming handog sa inyo. Let's enjoy one of our OPM or original Filipino music. This is from Asin, Gising Na Kaibigan.
And that applies to us Filipino voters who are not voting.
Yes, Gising Na.
And vote and exercise your right.
Exactly. Sige po, enjoy kayo. We'll be back shortly.
Sarap
Ayan, gising na mga kababayan. Magbuto na kayo sa upcoming local board election or sa local elections natin. Ayan, and on that note, tayo dahil naskip po natin ang bulilit natin news kanina, ito na po ang bulilit news reporter natin na si Kira May. Ikaw na ang mauna, Kira May. You go ahead, Kira May. What have you got there for us?
Natural ways to keep your body warm in winter. Here is how you can stay warm in winter seasons without touching the heater. Love it or hate it, the coldest seasons of the year is here. This means cold feet and hands. Oh, and let's not forget the colds and flu. To ensure that the cold weather doesn't affect your health, you need to keep your body warm. There are obvious ways to keep the body warm, such as wearing warm clothes and wrapping yourself in a blanket. But there are also more or less talked about ways to keep your body warm. Eat the right food. There are foods that have been proven to naturally heat up your body. Cinnamon, hot chili peppers, ginger, hot pep, and
Vitcoix.
I don't really know what that one. hot pep and Vitcoix are great foods.
Vitcoix.
Yeah. We'll Google that and what that means.
Are great foods that can help heat up your body. Take a hot bath. Nothing warms the body up like a hot bath or shower on a cold day. However, to ensure you stay warm for longer, ensure that you dress warmly immediately after the shower or bath. Moisturize your skin. During winter, our skin tends to lose moisture and dry out. Putting on lotions such as petroleum jelly or moisturizing oils act as an insulator and help maintain heat better. Drink hot beverages. When it is cold, a hot drink is one of the simple ways to heat up the body. The video below has warming winter drinks that are not only delicious, but can help prevent colds and flu.
Ayan. So without touching the heater, you can keep yourself warm. And how about you, Bailey? So Bailey's Bulilit report this time is in Tagalog. So she will try her hardest to read it in Tagalog, but I will be here to just
help.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. What have you got there?
Labis ng paggamit ng gadgets. Ano ang epekto sa mga bata?
Yes.
Naning trending kamakailan?
Naging
trending kamakailan sa social media ang post ng isang nanay
tungkol
sa
pangingisay
or scissors ng
kanyang
anak dahil umano sa labis na paggamit na gadgets. Ano'y naman kay Dr. Mark Riccio?
Ayun naman, kay Dr. Mark Riccio Cruz.
Isang developmental
Pediatrician
hindi
Directang
sanhi ng pag-isingsay ang paggamit ng
mga
gadgets. As the doctor mentioned, wala naman
talagang
direct evidence, although there are scissors na nating trigger sa ilaw
iyong blinking
lights. These gadgets emit ning
ding
radiation, so dapat natin
talagang
naaraw
aaraw yung mga ganyan. But certainly
we have to be vigilant
ani
Rufio Cruz.
Ayan ang bulilit report ni Bailey. Thank you, Bailey.
Doing well, Bailey. Practice more,
and then you will get all of that Tagalog done nice and proper soon. Ayan. So, yun, ang sabi ni Bailey, yung mga gadgets daw, too much screen time is not very good for our children. Minsan daw nagiging antisocial sila, but there's no direct link between the gadgets and how this affects on seizures ng mga bata. Ayan. Are we gonna go in our local news, Tita Verge?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right, so this is our local news. Most packaged food ultra-processed are and unhealthy, study finds. A stock take of New Zealand supermarket shelves shows most packaged food is heavily processed and unhealthy. Alam naman natin yan. Experts from the University of Auckland and George Institute in Global Health in Australia analyzed 13,000 packaged items to produce the first New Zealand State of the Food Supply report. They found 69% of products were ultra-processed, ready-to-eat foods. Meanwhile, 59% had low food star ratings out of 5, and some products didn't have a star rating label at all. One of the authors of the report, University of Auckland Research Fellow Dr. Sally McKay, said ultra-processed foods are those that had added salt, sugar, or fat, and often many other additives. Dr. McKay said rating labels should be mandatory so consumers could make informed decisions about the products they bought. She said the uptake of the Health Star rating was too slow and companies needed to hurry up. Getting healthier foods on the shelves makes it easier for consumers to make a healthy choice, which is key to curbing the obesity epidemic and diet-related ill health, she said. Dr. McKay said for any substantial change to happen, government intervention was needed in setting targets to lower salt, sugar, and saturated fat content. The study found only 3 companies, Sanitarium, McCain Foods, and Sea Lord, had a higher mean rating of 3.5 or above. Meanwhile, 79% of breads and 68% of breakfast cereals had a star rating at or above 3.5 stars. Ayan po. So mag-ingat lang po tayo, ha? Kasi aside na medyo may kamahalan yung binibili natin, it's not good for our body pati. You know, mag-ingat tayo po sa ating ipapasok sa ating mga bibig.
Pampabusog ng tiyan.
Pampabusog ng tiyan. Pero hindi naman pala healthy. Ayan, ultra-processed foods daw. And very unhealthy.
So it goes down to eating raw veggies.
Veggies, yes. Yan nga po. At tapos, Tita Verge, may mga community news tayo dito. Yep. Just a reminder to our kababayans, in Oakland and of course surrounding areas. Ito po, na-mention namin ito last week, the Philippine Embassy's mobile consular team will render consular services to Filipinos in Oakland and of course the surrounding areas on the following schedule po ito, from the 22nd of August, which is a Thursday. Hindi po Monday mag-start, okay? Thursday po hanggang sa 26th of August, which is a Monday. So, covered nila ang weekend, 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26. Everyday times will be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Ang venue po nito is Conference Room Kiwi International Hotel at 411 Queen Street. Sa Queen Street po ito, downtown. The consular services are as follows. Pwede kayo mag-passport issuance, renewal, or replacement. Civil registration, like reports of births and marriages, authentication and notarizations of legal documents, NBI fingerprinting and certifications, Philippine citizenship retention, reacquisition, and administering of oath of allegiance. Ayan. Ang consular appointment system po, in order to deliver more efficient consular services, the Philippine Embassy has implemented the online appointment system. Wala po silang walk-in policy. So please, punta po kayo sa website para po mag-book ng inyong mga appointment. So it's the appointment booking system is already open po, ha? Every day yan hanggang 6 o'clock. Ayan po. Yan. Ano pang meron tayo dyan, Tita Verge?
Siyempre naman, doon sa mga refugees and migrants natin, there will be a gathering for them, and so that their untold stories of hope can be heard. All welcome to come and listen to these inspiring stories. This will be on Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday 21st, but Wednesday 28 August at 7 p.m. at St. Thomas More Church Hall, 336 Wairau Road, Glenfield. Marami pong mga Pinoy dyan sa areyang yan. Sa atin hindi masyadong mahirap kasi we speak English a bit better than the other ethnic groups here, with no offense, because English is the medium of instruction sa bansa natin. But it does not necessarily mean that when you can speak English, alam mo na ang sistema at ang batas. Hindi pa rin. If you are not sure, wag mag-presume. Magtanong. And correct. This is a very good avenue. Refugees and Migrants Untold Stories of Hope.
Mm-mm.
Mag-attend po kayo niyan. Wednesday, 28 August, 7 p.m. St. Thomas More Church Hall, 336 Wairau Road, Glenfield.
Glenfield. Of course, free naman yan.
Oo, free yan. Meron din doon naman ito sa mga nadidepress or walang gana, walang inspirasyon dahil puro problema sa trabaho, sa bahay. So ito po, ito ang a little bit of pick me up, and if you pay attention, you will gain a lot of things from this one. There has to be more to life than this. Many are asking this question of their lives in the midst of stress, commerce, and relationships. Pope Francis encourages us to go out and draw in the marginalized and those missing from our church community. Takapuna Parish will be running the Alpha Course from 20 August, and they need 6 helpers to assist in facilitating small group discussion and hospitality. If you love seeing people come to know Christ, this will be for you. Please contact Engelbert De Sousa, email engelbert.desousa@yahoo.com, phone 021-234-6853, or Deacon Steve Fraser, email stephenf@cda.org.nz, or his mobile phone is 021-439-407. And if you want to know more about Alpha, go to www.alpha.org.nz/about/. Ayan po.
Ayan.
Covered on the living side, yes, as refugees and migrants, and you are also covered on the relationships
spiritual, and emotional.
Your church, yes, yeah, emotional, well-being, and your church support.
Yes, ayan. Dadako na po tayo sa ating Philippine News. Ikaw ata ang may unang balita dyan, Tita Verge. Okay, go ahead.
Recruitment agencies urged to submit OFW's contact info to POEA amid Hong Kong unrest. An alliance of recruitment agencies on Saturday instructed its member companies to come up with a directory of Filipino domestic workers traveling to Hong Kong. The directory should contain the workers' addresses, contact numbers, email addresses, social media accounts, and other forms by which they can be reached, as the Society of Hong Kong Recruiters of the Philippines, S or SHARP, Society of Hong Kong Recruiters of the Philippines, advised. The information gathered should be submitted to SHARP Secretary General Art Pangilinan for ready transmittal to the POEA or Philippine Overseas Labor Office in case of any mandatory evacuation or repatriation, the SHARP said in a statement Saturday. The recruiters group issued an advisory amid tensions in Hong Kong between pro-democracy and pro-mainland China groups. The SHARP also advised workers to stay away from rallies or demonstrations and avoid wearing black or white clothing, which protesters usually wear. Avoid unnecessary errands near demonstration sites, and instruct counterpart agencies to pick up arriving workers at the Hong Kong International Airport, the SHARP said, adding that newly arrived workers should be given SIM cards by their respective recruitment agencies. Activists had kicked off a series of protests that began over a plan to allow extraditions to mainland China, but have widened into a broader call for more rights in the semi-autonomous city. Millions of people have hit the streets while clashes have broken out between police and small groups of hardcore protesters.
Yan.
Po yung balitang yan.
Yes. Justice Chief, government tightening up visa upon arrival rules. Government is tightening up rules for the issuance of visas upon arrival for visiting Chinese nationals, Justice Secretary Minardo Guevara said Saturday, weeks after several officials expressed concern over the influx of travelers here from China. In a statement, Guevara said the Department of Justice and its attached agency, the Bureau of Immigration, are tightening up the rules on the issuance of visa upon arrival, or VUA. They intend to limit the maximum permissible period to 30 days, blacklist overstaying aliens, ensure non-convertibility to work visas, and impose sanctions on travel agencies breaking these rules, he said. Under current rules, the VUA is good for 30 days, but may be extended for up to 6 months. Guevara added that the VUA was supposed to have been non-convertible even since. But if it's a regular tourist visa issued by our consular offices board abroad, it may be converted to a work visa upon compliance with all legal requirements, the Justice Chief said. The VUA program allows Chinese tourists to apply for visa upon arrival in the country instead of applying beforehand at the Philippine Embassy and consulates in China. Well, so that's our local, our national Philippine news, mm-hmm. Samotsari Philippine News. Visa upon arrival. Alam mo, pag ikay pumunta ng China, napaka-stricto nila, Tita Verge, na and you gotta have a visa.
Uh-oh.
Before landing on any ports of China, Chinese.
Even by train, coming from Hong Kong also.
Yeah, you have to do that. Yeah. They're very strict. And sabi ko, I think we should reciprocate, can't we?
Unfortunately, I think.
Yeah.
Marami tayong utang sa kanila eh.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And that's the trouble, isn't it? Yes. Sad to say, but it is very true. And of course, showbiz balita natin ngayong hapon na ito. Wala tayong Women's Affairs ngayon hapon Tita Verse kasi wala dito ang maganda nating shine. Pero ito po, this is very interesting. Si Vice Ganda, kilala mo si Vice Ganda, Tita Verge? Vice Ganda calls out government to create public restrooms for LGBT community. Ayan.
Bubugbog yung mga
LGBT.
Sa mga pambabae kung sila ay
lalaki tapos or the other way around as well, ano, so they can't really win. So nananawagan ako sa gobyerno, create a safe place for everyone. If men feel that they are unsafe, if women feel unsafe and LGBT feel unsafe, then create a safe place for everyone. Bahagi ito ng panawagan ni Vice Ganda sa pamahalaan hinggil sa usapin ng pagtatayo ng hiwalay na public restrooms para sa mga miyembro ng LGBT or lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community. Ipinahahayag ni Vice ang kanyang opinion sa episode ng ABS-CBN Noontime Show na It's Showtime nitong August 16, Biyernes. Last Friday po ito. Kaugnay ito ng nangyaring pagposas at pag-aresto sa transgender woman na si Gretchen Diaz matapos siyang sitahin ng isang janitress sa kagustuhang gumamit ni Gretchen ng restroom na pambabae sa mall. Bakit naman arestuhin?
Ano na siya?
Transgender woman.
So ibig sabihin?
Woman na siya.
Ah, pero lalaki siya dati.
Pero lalaki siya, oo. Transgender nga siya, diba? Ayan. Binanggit pa ni Vice na malaking isyo ang pag-CCR, paliwanag pa ng comedian host. Noong una ay naniniwala siya na hindi kailangan ng separate restrooms para sa LGBT members. For as long as marunong tayong rumispito ng kapwa, hindi magiging isyo kung saan tayo papasok, hirit ni Vice. Pero dahil sa sinapit ni Gretchen na naging malaking usapin, ipinaliwanag ni Vice na nakakaramdam ng pagkailang ang mga lalaki kung papasok sa CR na panlalaki ang LGBT. Kaya't naiilang na rin sila. Sinabi rin ni Vice na may mga babae na nakakaramdam ng pagkailang kapag ang LGBT member ay gumagamit ng CR ng mga babae. Kaya naiilang na rin ang LGBT members. Hayag ni Vice, hindi sila komportable, so huwag ipilit. Bakit hindi niyo na lang kami gawa ng sariling CR, ang LGBT, para lahat may safe place? If men feel that they are unsafe, if women feel unsafe, and LGBT feel unsafe, then create a safe place for everyone. Ayan, kung hindi kami matatanggap, bigyan kami ng CR. Gusto lang po naming umihi at dumumi. Yun lang yun, saad pa ni Vice. Responsibilidad daw ng gobyerno na lumikha ng ligtas na lugar para sa lahat ng miyembro ng lipunan, kabilang ang LGBT community. Kung feeling ninyo unsafe tayo sa isa't isa, the government must give everyone a safe place for everyone. It is the government's duty to provide everyone a safe place kahit homo sapien pa ang tingin ninyo sa kanila. Oh, and that's our showbiz balita. Yeah.
Maling word yung ginamit niya diyan. Oo. Ito ang problema. Ang nag-create ng problema ay tayo rin ng mga tao. Bakit pagdating ng nandiyan ang problema, gobyerno talaga ang tinatarget? Anong kasalanan ng gobyerno na naging LGBT sila? And ganun din, ito namang mga babae o mga lalaki, ano din ang kasalanan naman ng mga LGBT, bakit sila nagkaganon? So kung mag-iintindihan talaga bawat panig, walang problema. Eh ano ba naman yun? Kung halimbawa, isa kang dating lalaki na ngayon babae ka na, anong masama na umihi ka o dumumi ka sa toilet ng mga babae?
Correct.
Classified ka ng babae eh. Hindi naman compromised ang safety ng mga babae doon dahil babae ka na rin eh.
Babae na siya.
Kaartihan lang din niya ng mga tunay na babae kuno. Ay wala sa ating tunay, lahat tayo peke.
Tapos lalo na yun din, kung ikaw na may lesbian o para medyo tomboy,
oo.
ikaw ba'y papasok sa mga lalaki na toilet?
Siyempre hindi dahil...
Hindi, ano?
Oo, babae
kasi
ka pa rin.
Babae ka pa rin.
Kung nag-transgender ka na, at nalalaki ka na talaga, ka lalaki, pwede ka roon.
Pwede
at
ka
wala
roon.
Namang karapatan yung mga lalaki na bugbugin ka, kasi lalaki ka eh.
Mm-mm.
Hey!
Pero yung mga talagang hindi pa nag-transgender,
definitely, kung ano yung original mo, na dala-dala mo ngayon, doon
yeah,
mapupunta.
Yung kapupunta. Oh, oh. I think kasi dalawang klase lang yan eh.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Babae o lalaki.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Ang ano natin, ang, you know, ang kasarian natin.
Oo. Oh, oh. Oh.
Totoo yan, Tita Verge.
And huwag tayong magmatigas.
Oo.
Kasi ang lumalabas niyan ay sumasalunga tayo sa agos at gusto natin idikta pa yung ating mga gusto. Ay hindi nga po pwede eh. Kung to be blunt about it, talagang ang nilalang ng Diyos ay lalaki
at saka babae. Correct.
Walang in between.
Yeah.
Tayong ng mga nakakaintindi, hindi go with the flow, kundi understanding lang and cohabitation.
Yes. And can you see though if you can imagine eh, i-picture mo yung pupunta ka ng toilet, no? So we got female, male, and what are you going to label the next one? Are you gonna put
MF,
lesbian,
gay,
transgender, gay?
It should be kasi kung ang transgender e babae from lalaki,
you can't go in one anyone.
Hindi ka rin, alang LGBT. Maraming mga classification, ilan ang toilet yun, may pera.
Marang. So we can label it so many things, you know, so we can only have kasarian talaga. Either you're female or male, kung ano yung dala mo doon ka papasok. Honestly.
At saka, politeness lang. Kung nauna ka sa pila, paunahin ka.
Mm-mm.
Kung naman ikaw nasa huli, huwag ka naman ding magmadali.
No.
Huwag kang gumaya kay Tita Birds dahil matanda na, palaihi, sa biyahe. Talagang ako nakikiusap, pwede ko bang mauna ako kasi talagang lalabas na. Iwis ito. Ababaha tayo. O di nagtatawanan lang. Pinauuna ako sa pila. But at least nakipag-usap ako.
Correct.
Humingi ako ng permiso.
Oo.
Ganun lang yun.
Ganun lang yun. Talaga. Huwag maging bastos kahit ano pang mangyayari. Oo. Problema mo na yun kung hindi ka umihi ka agad. Ano? Ayan. Birthday greetings na tayo before we go on our closing. Sige, Tita Verge, ikaw mauna.
Sus, ang daming nagbe-birthday ngayon. In fact, happy birthday, Pitsy. Alam ko marami kang handa at may kanya-kanyang magdadala. Ako ang dadalhin ko, sarili ko lang kung ano ako pinanganak. Ibig sabihin, birthday suit ako ngayon.
Yan, female si Tita Verge pupunta.
At saka hindi lang yun, birthday suit.
Birthday suit talaga, ha? Sige. Maghanda kayo dyan.
I'm almost sure sa grupo kong ito sa North Shore, ano lang yan, isang kasarian lang yan.
Ano, ang mga, ano lang.
Mga babae lang yan.
The seafood people.
Oo.
you see the food you eat. Ayan.
Ayan. And sino pa bang may birth, ano ngayon, August? Ang aking pamangkin, si Jaime Rosal Napao. Happy birthday nung August 1. Ano nga, malapit na ngang
mag-September.
Mag-September, bago kita nabati. And ang aking kapatid na si Rico, August 21. And siyempre pa ang aking inaanak na sa kasal, pero mga pamangkin ko. And ang mag-asawa pareho ng birthday, Adonis and
nice.
Delia Pandiagua.
So isa na lang birthday.
Isa na lang birthday nila. And siyempre pa, ang dalawa nilang anak, halos magkalapit din ang kanilang mga birthday.
Awesome.
So nakikisali na rin sila sa mama at papa nila.
Why not?
Happy birthday, Don, and happy birthday, Fatima.
Yan.
At sa lahat pa po ng nagbe-birthday ngayon, nag-birthday kahapon at ng mga nakaraang araw, at syempre pa yung magbe-birthday bukas at sa mga darating na araw, maligayang karawan po sa inyong lahat, at anuman ang inyong ipinagdiriwang dito sa mundong ibabaw, kay nagpapasalamat lang kayo o humihingi kayo ng tawad o humihingi ng dagdag na awa, i-celebrate po natin yan.
Yan, totoo yan. Yan. Mm. So, of course, sabi nga ni Tita Purge, happy birthday po sa inyong lahat. Kung birthday nyo ngayon, or birthday nyo the last few days, or in the next few days. And of course, congratulations din po sa lahat na nagsiselebrate something special on their life, or a milestone perhaps. Anniversaries, new job, new partner, getting rid of old partner, newfound self-confidence, promotions at work, at kahit waking up in the morning, sabi nga ni Tita Verge, dapat po i-celebrate natin yan at pagpasalamat sa ating Panginoon. Ayan, kasi blessing yan. How about you kids? Have you got anything to say? Greetings? Anyone to greet? How about you, Kike? Kirme?
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday and other occasions. Hello to my family here in New Zealand and around the world. Shout out to my dad, Joseph James Oviedo, and every other family member.
Awesome. How about you, Bailey?
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday and other special occasions. Shout out to everyone that's in my family here in New Zealand and around the world. And shout out to my best dad, Joseph James Oviedo, and my best brother, Niall James Oviedo.
Oh, yeah. And how about you, Mom? Are you going to say hello to your mom?
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, yan. Good on ya. Yan. Malapit na naman tayong magtatapos, Tita Verge.
Kulang ang isang oras, but darating po tayo dyan. Makaluwag-luwag lang ang sitwasyon.
Oo, totoo yan.
Maraming salamat po muli sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program. Salamat din po sa aming mga sponsors sa kanilang walang sawang pagtataguyod at pagtataguyod namin sa kanila. At sa atin pong lahat. We are happy to share with you whatever we see fit to share with you, and syempre pa pasensya na po kung kami ay kinukulang kayo magdagdag, and kung gusto niyong magdagdag, bukas po ang aming mga linya as from the time we start 815-8100 to let you share what you want to share to the general public.
Ayan, open po ang programa namin ito sa inyong mga pananawagan if there is anything. Totoo yan, Tita Verge. Ano, so how about children, are you gonna say goodbye now? Kirabay?
Salamat po sa inyong pagsuna sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Kirabay. Hanggang sa muli, magandang gabi po sa lahat, inyong lahat.
Ayan, very nice. How about you, Bailey?
Salamat po sa inyong pagsuna sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Bay. Hanggang sa muli, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Ayan. Karon manamilit na pod kami kaninyong tanan, og sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth, everybody. Bye for now, and until next week, ingat po kayong lahat.
Mabuhay po tayong lahat, at syempre pa, magandang gabi.
Yan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ipakilala ang iyong sarili, ano pa sa'yo'y mangyayari.